Yo, Ryan Hatley here from WhiteBet Yesterday. Here we go, episode 1001. I appreciate you being here. And I would love to share some wisdom from Neil Donald Walsh. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He is well known, or mostly known, for his series of books called Conversations with God. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I highly recommend you go back and check it out. That episode is one of our favorites within our community. And It's certainly not one about religion. It's certainly not one about having a particular faith, but having a deeper understanding into the true nature of God. So I highly recommend you go and listen to it, be curious, be open-minded, open-hearted, and allow it to speak to you in any way that it intends to. And the wisdom that I'd love to share with you just comes from this one-liner that I've heard Neil speak of. And I just hope for you just to, if it's appropriate, if you're not driving your car, maybe just shut your eyes, maybe just listen to this sentence that I'm about to say to you. But one of the things that Neil says is, say this to yourself in your mind. This is an affirmation, not necessarily to say it to the human being that you encounter, but he says, say this to yourself before every interaction with any human being, and just watch how your life will transform and change from the inside out within 60 days. And this sentence is it. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. Your life will be made better because I have come this way. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. Your life will be made better because I have come this way. What an affirmation that is. Yes, it's deep. Yes, it's profound. But the heart set posture is that we want to be blessing everybody that we have an interaction with, that we come so that they may have life, live it to the fullest, more abundant, that they may be left better because of our presence. That is an offering. That is a posture. That is when we really know we've got to the depths of being heart-centered, that we want to embody the very essence of abundance so that we may be an expression of the divine for everyone that we come into contact with. Neil says that with that affirmation said, with every interaction, life will infinitely look different within 60 days. You will create endless opportunities for both yourself and the other person that you're interacting with. It is an opportunity in every moment to express our highest being. And in that expression, it will reveal deeper aspects to the truth of who you are, who we all are. An opportunity to experience ourselves and others as an expression of divinity. Kindness, understanding, compassion, and love. This is appropriate wherever we go, whether it be at home, whether it be in the workplace and our teams and our clients, our customers, our community, the people in the shops, wherever we go, dare I say in traffic, everywhere we go, we have an opportunity to express our higher self, to come so that others may have life and to experience it to the fullest, to have it abundant, that they may be left better because we have come their way. If I make a commitment to do this and you make a commitment to do this, and that little blue heart, love heart emoji of the Always Better Than Yesterday community, all of us going out being disciples, disciplined followers of love, expressing our divine nature, choosing in every single moment to demonstrate compassion, empathy, kindness, understanding, love, grace, service, hope and optimism, enthusiasm, this is what we mean by the word heartprint. Our community will have made people's days and moments and lives better because we have come their way. This is our challenge, my friend. Keep me to it. I'll keep you to it. And subconsciously, every time we look at a human being, say, I have come this way so that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, and your life will be made better because we have come your way. This is who we are, better than yesterday, in our heart, in our mind, in the expression of our hands. Wherever we go, there we are. Hope this helps. Hope this continues to encourage the heart-centeredness within you. And we know that we are really tapping into this heart-centeredness where we can demonstrate who we truly are wherever we go, irrespective of who's in front of us, how they've treated us, what's happening, because our lives, our expression is an offering as an example and a representation that we know that we are an expression of the divine. And if we can continue to come from the inside out, being the fullest of who we truly are, we will equip and inspire others to do the same. Thank you for being here, my friends. Make sure you listen tomorrow. We've got episode 239 with Richard Rudd, founder and author of Gene Keys. It is an incredible conversation, one I'm very excited to share with you. But until then, always love.